How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. Happy Sunday, everybody. If you're here on the East Coast, you are hunkered down. The snow has begun. I can't believe how this winter's gone. If you guys are on the West Coast, I'm willing to bet that you got way better weather than we do. It was like 90 degrees in Florida yesterday for spring training. Anywhere but here in New York City. We got a lot to talk about today. I've been on hiatus. I've been in and out of the show for the last couple of weeks. I don't know how much longer it's going to continue like that, but Josh has been covering for us. He's done a tremendous job with this. As my messages are dinging now that I'm live, everybody's messaging me that I'm live, and that's all I hear in my headphones. But a lot to talk about. AEW's leading up to a pay-per-view. WWE has Elimination Chamber coming up next week. There's a mystery man in a box, and it's not Tommy Dreamer. Who is in the box? I want to talk about it. I want to get your thoughts on who's in the box. I could tell you, I don't think it's Chris Jericho. I mean, imagine it's just a box filled with like his list that he's been making over the last couple of years. Maybe that's what it is. You need a giant crate for that. We're going to talk about that. Also, we'll cover what happened on Dynamite, which I thought the main event on Dynamite was fantastic. We got SmackDown that happened on Friday. We had AEW Collision last night. We have a preview for Revolution, Kenny Omega's status, Mercedes Moné. A lot of stuff to talk about. Also, AAA, which has been a super hot promotion. Dominic Mysterio is one of my favorite people to watch now. He's been incredible for a while, but we'll talk about this and a whole lot more. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Do me a favor. Hit me up on X at Andrew Zarian. I love hearing your thoughts. Love hearing what you guys are thinking about what's happening in the world of pro wrestling. Who you like right now, who you don't like right now. Always hit me up. MG, my producer, you know, we were gone for a couple of weeks and a lot of stuff happened. I feel like we could recap a little bit of it. And I could talk about things that I really enjoyed. I really liked that Australia show. That Grand Slam.
Oh, I loved it too.
I thought that was a very good show. Easy to watch. I thought the Dynamite prior to that was fantastic. I very much like that. A lot of good wrestling. WWE too. I mean, SmackDown last night, well, Friday night. It's interesting because I will say they have been on a very odd run right now. I feel like it's a little deflating with WrestleMania season being now and just the conversation around WrestleMania is not at the same level as last year. Obviously, they're running the same venue, which is always a detriment. It'll always be a detriment. Look at All In. You know, they ran the same venue 2 years in a row, and it was significantly lower, and you're seeing that this year with WWE. The ticket sales hasn't crossed 40,000 per night.
Well, it's got the same problem the Super Bowl does, right? It's pricing the normal people out, which they
there is no more normal
mind
people,
doing.
You know, and this is what we've discussed, right? In the world of ticketing, depending on what your product is, you're catering to a specific audience. WWE really wants families. They want families. They want the father, the son, the mother, the daughter. They want the whole family. But what ends up happening when you price people out, it becomes a single male-dominated audience. And as far as longevity goes, that's a kiss of death. You're not growing your audience. And when you are charging an average ticket price, I think somewhere around that John Cena show, right? The John Cena MSG show. What was the average ticket price? It was like $600 and something.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you can
insane.
Find them.
But
I'm pretty sure that's
listen, it's a free market, right? The market is calling for it. If people are purchasing those tickets at that price and it's pricing out the normal person, eventually you're going to have to lower the prices to let the normal person back in. Maybe that's part of what's happening. But the direction is odd here. Cody opened up the show. This is SmackDown, by the way. I want to touch on this. Cody opened up the show. Jacob Fatu interrupts. Fatu blames Drew McIntyre for him not winning the Chamber qualifier, which Cody won. Aldis has a chat with Jacob Fatu backstage and promises to give him Drew McIntyre, but just to be patient. So what is that WrestleMania match? MG, what is that WrestleMania match?
I think it's going to be convoluted. I don't think it's going to be one-on-one.
It cannot be one-on-one. I think they're going to have Fatu in this.
I really want him in this match. I love this guy, and he is so good that having him out would be, I mean, they've been hinting at him in the title picture since the fall, right? And then he got injured.
Yeah.
And he had
for a while,
for a
yeah.
Minute, but yeah, so I don't know. Because obviously they left
the
him out
title?
Of the chamber match. What's that?
Do they do a triple threat? You know?
What happened at the end of the show, I wouldn't be surprised if Orton's in it and it's a four-way.
It's a four-way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a four-way. Very interesting, though. I'm curious about this because they're very high on Jacob Fatu. The audience absolutely loves him since he came in. You can't put the title on him now.
He's such a natural baby face.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is.
You listen to his story, and yeah, and he comes off so naturally, like just human, right? You know, like he's an everyday guy that's just trying to make it. That's what he comes off to me as.
Tama Tonga defeated Ilya Dragunov. Distraction finish. They caused distraction.
There was a lot of upsets this weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
On a lot of shows, and this was one of them.
So Jade Cargill comes out to talk about beating Jordan Grace. This was her first defense, I believe, against Jordan.
Yes.
In like, what, 90-something days? She's been champion for a very long time. I think people forgot.
Yeah, I mean, they're going slow with her. I don't know what, though.
They don't want her to wrestle on TV. Dude. I think that's part of the problem. And if you remember, that was kind of what AEW did with her, right? She didn't wrestle every single week.
And she's back to doing that pretty much the same gimmick. The same gimmick they did with her.
Well, because
there.
It worked, right? You know? It worked. And sometimes you have to realize that somebody is not going to catch on to something as quickly as the other person, and you have to switch it. You have to modify it. If she is an attraction, right? If anybody is the attraction here, you feel like it's working, but they can't really wrestle at the caliber you would want them to, you know, it's not a bad option to just have her on TV being a monster and then get her slowly comfortable in that role if she ever gets there. But use her for now. Use her in that capacity for now because people like her look. She has a look. I don't know, my opinion. But she's about to be on Raw.
So the big story here is...
Yeah, she's about to be on Raw
because... Liv is
going to
choose.
I don't know. Does Liv want to challenge Jade?
So, Raw last weekend, or last Monday, they did this weird segment where Stephanie McCurr interrupted the interview and with Michael Cole was doing with Liv, and she basically made her cry, and I didn't understand that at all. Why are you crying? You know she's going to say bad things about you. So I don't know what the deal is there. So is she going to pick Jade because of that? It was a little convoluted. I hope they fill in the color it in a little for me because I didn't get it.
Yeah. Kiana James defeated Charlotte Flair and Nia Jax via pinfall to qualify for the Chamber.
Another upset.
I was surprised by this. This was a surprise. I thought it would be Charlotte, as you know, it's always Charlotte or Nia. They're trying something new here,
but it's not.
Oh, but Femi.
Yeah, it's right. And you're getting another character in the mix that is going to be, because she's good. So.
No, she's very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. Oba Femi defeated Kit Wilson. Kit Wilson is a underdog hero right now. People love Kit.
They love that song.
Defeated Alba Fire. They love the song. Yeah, they love the entrance. Mm-hmm. They love the song. So the entire SmackDown Tag Division, we're seen hanging around the mystery box.
Okay, I have issues with this.
Okay, with the mystery box.
Not the mystery box. I don't have a
What's the issue?
I don't have an
that
issue.
The entire, SmackDown Tag Team was hanging around the box?
No. Look to the next point I have.
Yeah, Johnny Gargano was shown lying on top of the mystery box.
Okay. What are they doing with Johnny Gargano? And why is he a sad puppy now instead of a
I don't know.
The
well, his
in-ring
best
worker
gone.
That I absolutely love. Yeah.
Because his best friend left.
Maybe this is the story they're going to tell us. And it, eventually they're going to rehab
him. What,
that
he came back?
Like
they shipped him back in the box?
That,
he's going to get back in the box and they're just going to cross out the WWE and just say AEW and like spray paint?
I don't know if that works, Andrew.
When we come back, I want to talk about who could be in the box. Forget about Rhea Ripley and Julia. Actually, that was great. I want to talk about that. But who is in the box? That is what I want to talk about. But we also had Elimination Chamber qualifier. Trick Williams defeated Carmelo Hayes and Damian Priest. And Rhea defeated Julia via DQ. Nia and Lash Legend would interfere. This is setting something up here. We'll talk about it when we come back from break. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Let's continue this. MG, my
yes, sir.
Sometimes fantastic producer, sometimes the man that enrages me, but all through love, who is in the box?
I don't think it's a who. I think everyone is focused.
You think it's a what?
A who? I think it's something that's going to be very obvious that it's pointing to some direction with a certain character.
No. I think it's a who. It has to be a who.
It's not a who. We're gonna be arguing
okay.
for this.
So
for a
are you going?
Weeks.
Are mm-hmm. you gonna go down the? I have two options here, right? If you're gonna ask me who's mm-hmm. in the box, what's in the box, right? Who and what?
Yes.
And where? Where we know it's Chicago. Who, what, where, when, and why? The why we don't know. If it is an inanimate
it's gonna
object,
be someone's head.
It's gonna be so. It's the horse's head. Tony D'Angelo's back with a horse's head. I'm going to say if it is an object, it's just going to be paper with grievances, and it's going to be Jericho's grievances.
I think it's going to be something like that. Not necessarily
okay.
that, but it's going to be like
I could
it's
see them
reference
doing that.
Something.
I could see them like a dot matrix printer. You know, it's like one long sheet, and it's just yeah. everything that happened. In WWE since
you would
he's been
know
gone
that's a reference to Jericho.
Of course you would. And then they would leave it at that and they would say, ooh, who could it be? Who could it be? Who is it? Right? Or it's Chicago. They realize it's addressed to CM Punk, right? They open it. It's a little Danhausen. By the way, do you know where Danhausen
really
is
want
today?
Danhausen.
Do you know where he is?
Is he by
today?
You?
I'm not exaggerating. There is a wrestling convention happening around the corner from my house. Now to all of you people that are curious where I live, it is around, it's not around, you don't know. Maybe I'm exaggerating. It's right by me, you know? And I'm like, I kind of want to go and just walk in there. There's a blizzard. They all left. Probably they're out of here now. I should have gone. Started early. I should have gone, MG. I could have gone to Danhausen and asked him. Now, who's in the box? Do you don't think it's Danhausen in the box?
I don't think it's a person. I don't.
You don't think it's a person?
No, I just think people are focused on that because they've done that in the past. I'll sting one.
Okay. If it is a person, well, who do you think it is? I gave you two hard answers, okay? I said
yes.
the what, if it's a what, if it's an object, it's Jericho's list. If it's a person, mm-hmm. it's Danhausen. Who are you going? What do you go with? Give me two solid. Give me a person and a thing. See, I broke.
I'm trying to think who you did break me. Who's coming up from
unless
NXT
it's someone from NXT, which I think would be disappointing. You
a
know?
Letdown, and right? Yeah,
a letdown. Like the only time the box could work if it is a Danhausen. I don't think you're going to get Chris Jericho that just been you know in a sarcophagus for 6 years. I think you're going to get something. I mean, listen, you know, Alistair, maybe I would love. So this is what I fantasize, okay? You want to know my ultimate fantasy here? And it will go into other things. My fantasy is that CM Punk opens up the box, and it's Danhausen, and he leaps into his arms. And he's like, ah, it's me, finally.
You I'm really back. Want
you know, whatever voice he does. I can't do the Danhausen voice. He goes, ah, I'm back, Bill. Ah, like that.
You actually did pretty good there.
Thank you.
That's so funny.
And he leaped, and he becomes like his little puppy. He just follows him around, and he'll you know, he does like a comedy thing for a little bit. You could have CM Punk turn on him. Ooh, I got it. You ready for this? So he follows him around. He's his little spooky friend that has a jar of teeth. He just rattles the teeth around, and people are getting annoyed. Aleister Black takes him out. He doesn't like the spooky guy. Then you get a good match. You get Aleister Black and CM Punk. To defend the honor of his little
shows,
friend.
But,
that's a vampire. Listen, guys, I know WWE listens to this. Can you just do this? I want more weird vampire stuff.
I do have
and
one
maybe,
other.
Like, he starts. Who? What?
I do have one other thought that just popped in my head. What if this has something to do with the whole power struggle with Paul Heyman and Adam Pearce? They're doing it.
There you go.
It's going to be
injecting. There you go. Injecting serious professional wrestling logic. Okay. There you go. Taking this away from me. I like the goofy crap sometimes. I do. I really do. I love serious wrestling, but if it's done silly enough, it works.
I just don't want Johnny Gargano on top of the box. That doesn't work for me.
I know that triggered you. So talking about Aleister, to wrap this up, Aleister Black with Zelina defeated Randy Orton. Drew McIntyre would come, hit Orton with the belt before Cody would come out and chase him off. That was enough for Aleister to hit the Black Mass and win. Listen, maybe you're right. Maybe they are injecting Orton in this, you know? But I don't know. We'll see. I'm curious.
What if Orton isn't in a title match? What's Orton's match at Mania? That, you know, I start thinking
about things
like that.
I mean, you have a different, you have a bunch of avenues you can go in. Yeah, there's a lot of things up in the air. And normally by now it's kind of solidified. Like the other stuff is solidified. But it's a, you know, listen, man, this is a post Vince WWE. This is a TKO WWE. They're going to do things
like
this that don't follow the pattern of the last 40 years.
Yeah, if you look at what they did the last week, a couple weeks, they've been interjecting new faces in here. You know, your Javon Evans of the world is in the match, and you know, so Trick
and
Williams is now
be.
In
those
the
guys
elimination
should
chamber.
Be. This is the time that the most eyeballs are on your product, right? This is the time. So if you are looking to elevate someone like a Javon Evans or an Obafemi or a Trick Williams, you know, just three names that came up here in the last, you know, year or so. Three guys that were solidified as the top guy at one point in NXT or a fan favorite in NXT. This is the moment to kind of push them on TV because the most people are tuning in now. I'm all for it. Honestly, to be honest with you, I feel that the two that are going to make it out of that group is probably going to be Trick Williams. You know, between Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams and Obafemi and all those guys that they brought up, right? I honestly think Oba's going to be one of the top guys, and the other one is going to be Trick. If you want to talk
what
about Aura,
think of
the kids say Aura. I think Trick has it. Trick has figured it out.
Yes. What do you think of the rumor that LA Knight's facing Brock Lesnar at Mania? You think they should go
I think
route?
That is – that I wish I could kill that rumor, but I can't. I hope it's not. Well, that's just a stupid throwaway match. It does
really
no good
like
for
Obafemi. Obafemi and Brock would be the way I would go.
Obafemi and Brock would be an attraction. And what do you do?
Yeah.
Does Oba lose?
I think he beats him. And there you are. There's your next big guy. Boom. Done. And then 2027
You need to build that. I think you need to build that. I think that would be a throwaway. I think you need to have
all the 2026 to build it.
You have all, exactly. It shouldn't be a reset point. It should be an ending point. That's a reset point, really. Like, the WrestleMania is the reset, right? So whatever happens, generally, it's like, okay, now you move on.
He beats Brock.
I want that to be a long program.
He's a strong contender for the next year, and then 2027, boom.
SmackDown next week. Women's tag team titles, Rhea Ripley, Io Sky defend against the Irresistible Force. Jordynne Grace and Candice LeRae, Obafemi and The Miz, and Uncle Howdy and Solo Sikoa. This is the lead up to the pay-per-view that's coming up. Elimination Chamber. You have the Women's Chamber match. It's going to be Tiffany, Rhea, Alexa, Asuka, Kiana James, and Turnbuckle Annie. We still don't know who that is. Men's Elimination Chamber, you got Randy Orton, LA Knight, Cody Rhodes, Javon Evans, Trick Williams, and Turnbuckle Al. Who is that last spot? What if it is the man in the box?
That's a good question.
What if it is the man in the box? How does that change WrestleMania? It's Chris Jericho. They wheel him out. Or he's not even in the box. It's his list. Here we go. Fan fiction. We're fantasy booking now. They open it up. It's just a bunch of paper with grievances.
Which is
the last
dangerous.
Person is not right. And then Adam Pearce comes out. He goes, the last spot is awarded to. And then Chris Jericho comes out. No, people would hate that. People would hate all of that. I don't know who that person is, but I'm looking forward to that. You also have the Women's Intercontinental title match. This is a big one. Becky Lynch defends against AJ Lee in Chicago. And we got World Heavyweight title on the line. CM Punk defends against Finn Balor, which should be a great match. And you know what? How great is this? Four matches so far, right? Four matches.
That's all you're getting,
you know, the chamber's taking time. I know. But the chamber takes time. You got two chamber matches that take time. And then you got two you know, title matches. That's it. That's all you need. Super into it. I don't want anything more. Nice and quick. But then we'll have an answer as to what WrestleMania will look like once you have these two wins.
We also will know more Monday when Liv makes her decision, and we'll know where the women's division is.
And Liv
going.
Is going to make her decision. I don't think it's going to be Jade. I really don't.
Yeah.
But you know, it'd be a great match. Jade and Rhea. That would be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Two giant,
I don't know if that's where
powerful
going.
Women going at it. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Hit me up on X at Andrew Zarian. Let's talk about some AEW, some Dynamite. You know, they got a pay-per-view coming up too, AEW Revolution. You know, there's another pay-per-view coming. You know this? In May. I can't hear my producer, but it's okay. There he is. In May, AEW is coming to Queens, New York. Queens, New York City, by the way. Stop with this whole Queens is not New York City. Just stop. There's five boroughs in the city. Much larger than Manhattan. They're running at Louis Armstrong Stadium, right next to Arthur Ashe, right next to Citi Field, right next to the casino that's going up, and the soccer stadium that's going up. But let's talk about Dynamite. Jon Moxley defeated Mark Davis. I love this match. This was a lot of fun. Mark Davis did a wacky spot where he punched the pillar, and I guess he gigged his hand.
That was weird. That was a gnarly spot. I didn't know what to think of that.
I was like, you know, I didn't either, but sometimes you want to be like, wow, that was different, and I liked it. That was a very good match. You also had Hangman Page cut a promo declaring that he would end MJF at AEW Revolution. FTR cut a promo also about the Young Bucks. What I want to touch here is you had an incredible main event, okay?
Yes.
You had an incredible, incredible main event here between Kenny Omega and Swerve Strickland. Now, this match was supposed to take place at the pay-per-view, at Revolution. However, Kenny has a commitment. So Kenny is scheduled to be in Japan during the week of Revolution for the Capcom Cup 2026. It's a Street Fighter video game tournament. There was a contractual commitment from Kenny on this. But our very own Dave Meltzer reported that Kenny is trying to reach an agreement where he could return to the States in time for Revolution on Sunday.
So he would just probably have a spot.
Listen,
then.
I think I get it. I get that he has a commitment, but you just had a tremendous, tremendous match. You're in a hot program.
Mm-hmm. There's a way he can be there. I'm sure he will be.
If there is a way, I think he should be there. If there is a way. Because, you know, they've been firing on all cylinders the last couple of weeks, this company. Since the new year, they've been great. But, I mean, the last, I want to say, 3 weeks or so, all their TV has been really story building. And the story really is eventually leading to the demise of MJF as world champion. So Hangman Page, during last week's, this is obviously last Dynamite, Hangman comes out, challenges MJF. They came up with a stipulation. It's going to be a Texas death match. However, if Hangman does not win, he will never challenge for the title again.
The Cody conundrum all over again.
The Cody, the curse of Cody Rhodes.
I hope they
don't
want to
see
that.
I mean, what is it going to be? Does he win? I mean, you kind of told us that he has to, because the last time they did this, it failed so much. Nobody liked that Cody can't challenge the title, and it pretty much killed his run.
The only thing I can think of, and I would hate it, and everybody listening to this would hate what I'm about to say, is somehow if it's a DQ where Hangman wins by DQ or disqualification. So the title doesn't change hands, and yeah, I know.
I mean, that would
terrible.
Be such a well, they don't do those kind of finishes, you know?
They don't, and if they did, that's the only thing I can think of, a way that they could get out of it without pulling that stiff. Because I don't want...
Well, that's Max cheating so much to the level of winning where Tony comes out and reverses and says, no, absolutely not, you cheated. You know, they could do that. That's a possibility.
I just don't know. It's so frustrating, you know. Because
yeah,
you really
don't
want them to do that again.
Well, I do know. I'm not going to go into it, because I've expressed on my other shows that I have a good picture of how this title situation is going to go.
Got it.
So, I'm not going to give you any spoilers here, but I'm very interested on how they do this. And, you know, Hangman wins, who challenges him? You know, the big story here is Will Ospreay at All In, but they have quite a few months to get there, but they have to get there.
And hopefully he's ready. I mean, supposedly he's coming back, so.
I think he'll be ready. Yeah, I think he'll be ready for that. But it was very interesting. Last night on Collision, let's talk about this before we run out of time here on the show. Jet Set Rodeo. Jet Set Radio. I keep saying that. That was a game for the Sega Dreamcast. Jet Set Rodeo. Hangman Page, Mike Bailey, and Kevin Knight defeated The Demand to retain the AEW Trios titles. He is the guy that has random titles with people, huh?
Yeah.
He was Trios champion with the Dark Order, right?
And then with the Bucks.
Yeah, he's like one of the best Trios champions. All right, let's see. The Young Bucks defeated The Swirl, Blake Christian and Lee Johnson. Claudio Castagnoli defeated Josh Alexander, retained the CMLL World Heavyweight Championship. This match? Is that what you're talking about?
No, the swirl name. Where that came from. But this match was... So it was weird seeing Tony Khan in the ring presenting the title, because that's what they do in Mexico.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they're keeping the tradition there. Claudio's so incredible, right?
It was a great match.
Both of their styles are so good. Josh Alexander's so good. Claudio's so good. Really liked it.
If you like pro wrestling, you loved this match.
Yeah. But it's so wild, the parallel booking between the two promotions, right? AEW's working with CMLL. Their champion is Claudio. Dominic is a champion of AAA. I mean, it's such an odd parallel. Very interesting. Megan Bain defeated Becca. The Don Callis family, Takeshita, Mark Davis, and El Clone defeated the Death Riders. Wheeler Yuta wrestled with a hat on the entire match.
This I thought was funny.
The hat is great.
He won't take his hat off. And it reminded me, I totally went back to Vince McMahon in a do-rag.
Oh my God. That's next.
My brain went right there to it. Like, that's so bad.
That's nice. By the way, did you see that Vince McMahon video of the car crash?
I haven't. I saw the article. I didn't look it up.
That man was flying. He is a lunatic. He was going 115 miles an hour, according to the cop.
Oh my God.
And then his answer was like, I got my granddaughter's birthday. I don't know. I'm an idiot. This car's too fast. I haven't driven it in a while. That was his excuse.
Oh, how bad.
Thunder Rosa. Moxie would hit a paradigm shift on Takeshita after the match. So that they're continuing that. Thunder Rosa defeated Julia. Thekla cut a promo from the crowd.
I thought this promo was really good.
I'm sorry. Julia Hart. Not Julia. Julia Hart. I need to say that. Mm-hmm. Thekla cut a promo from the crowd, but it was meant to distract Thunder Rosa while Julia tried to attack Chris Statlander. And all right. I kind of like Thekla's champion. I like that they're doing something different here, which that's fun.
Yeah, it was kind of an odd, right? While we were gone, she won the title, and I was like, huh. I didn't see that coming right now, but it works.
Yeah. Yeah,
you gotta develop another star with Mercedes not gonna be on your TV for a while. You've kind of downplayed Toni Storm, so this works.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here. They're building to something on both the men and the women. I will anticipate more title changes for both those titles. More than one for the year.
Yeah,
more than two maybe. I think we're going to see more title changes. I think we're hitting that era right now. The Rascals defeated FTR in a title eliminator match. So, did you see what happened? The Young Bucks' older brother at the end?
Yeah.
He got spike pile driven.
Apparently, he was a wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For a while. So, he agreed to do a spot, I guess. And so, it's definitely going to add heat to the match.
Yeah, it's adding something. They also shoved their mom, the Bucks' mom, because they were front row.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Let's go in. I'm getting messages right now while we're doing this about things that I'm saying, and I'm going to stop now. AW Dynamite next week. Hangman Page and MJF decide this. They decide, so MJF and Hangman decide the stipulation. They already decided the stipulation. Why are they doing this again?
Yeah, well, because MJF has his stipulation. They both get a stipulation.
They
just
both
to make
get
it
a
more confusing.
Stipulation. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. John Moxley versus El Clone. Brody King versus Mark Davis. I'm looking forward to that because that's a big boy match. Orange Cassidy versus Gabe Kidd. Good to see Gabe wrestling again. So here's a card for Revolution so far. We don't really have much. And this show is in 2.5 weeks. AW Continental Champion John Moxie defends against Takeshita in a no time limit match because they went to a draw last time. AW World Tag Team Champions FTR defend against the Young Bucks. MJF defends against Hangman Page. This looks like a good card, but this is all transitionary stuff. This is going to lead into what the big story here is going to be for the next half of the year, leading to All In. Everything starting now is going to kind of start piecing these puzzles in. Who do you think is a champion going into All In?
All In? Oh.
You think it's Hangman?
I'm going to say...
You think it's MJF?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Hangman. It could still be MJF, but then we're gonna have that weird stipulation intact, and we're never gonna see Hangman in the title, and that's gonna be disappointing. So we'll see.
Mm. Yeah, very interesting. All right, Mercedes Moné announced a Rev Pro High Stakes. She's announced from Rev Pro High Stakes. So sorry, my screen froze, and I was waiting for this to load up again, and I couldn't see a thing.
I was wondering what happened there. You know, dead air isn't good, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Everything froze. Like, I couldn't hear or see or nothing. Mercedes Moné is going to be at Rev Pro Saturday, March 21st. This is Moné's first time wrestling for the promotion since she dropped the title, the Rev Pro Undisputed British Championship, to Alex Windsor. She also has several international bookings in March. So she's building this now again. Also, the stipulation for the AAA title has been put in place. El Hijo del Vikingo will challenge Dominic Mysterio for the AAA Mega Championship. And the stipulation is that if Vikingo doesn't win, he cannot challenge Mysterio ever again for the title. As long as Mysterio's champion, obviously. And if Mysterio wins, he has to leave AAA. I don't see that happening.
He's
so good there.
He's such a big draw for them.
Unless he doesn't want to go there, which I can't imagine he doesn't want to go and wrestle there. He's a huge star in Mexico. It's working so well. So he's really having the run of his life. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Final few minutes of the show here. You know, on top of all of this, right, TNA, and this is something we have not spoken about, on top of everything happened in wrestling, TNA is actually doing very well with this new TV deal. And the viewership is increasing week after week. And generally, when that does not really happen to this extent, right? Normally, we're used to something starting off really hot, and then there's a drop off, and then it slowly rises, or, you know, it settles. They've kind of settled in at the high twos, low I think they're going to settle at the low threes, the 300,000s. I think that's incredible for that company. Now, will this mean anything? I don't know. I don't know what this will mean. I don't know if the viewership will continue after a year, but it's really good to see that they're getting almost 255,000 people tuning in to TNA to watch wrestling, you know, and we know that they have a very dedicated diehard audience. I think that's great for everybody. It is a fascinating year. Between TNA, Ring of Honor is the dead territory. Everything else is doing better. Do they get a TV eventually? I don't know. I have no idea. But I like what TNA is doing. I like that we have AAA now. On YouTube, and do you know, dude, it looks so good, AAA now.
Oh, their production's way better.
The production is so much better. It makes such a big difference when you're watching it. And it feels different enough than WWE. Yeah. You know, there is a lot of WWE-ifying of that company, but it feels different enough. And it's interesting to look at visually. So it sucks people in. You end up watching, which is very nice. Next week when we're back, we're going to be talking about Elimination Chamber. That's going to be the big story. And where they're headed for WrestleMania. And a bunch of other things. I promise you. We'll see you all next time. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Take care.